Last month, the Colorado Education Association co-published a study with Padres and Jóvenes Unidos on best practices to improve safety and decrease incidents of school-based violence. The study suggests that through a positive school environment, the safety and learning of students will improve. They gave a list of recommendations for schools like integrate schools in the community, focus on social-emotional learning, and create authentic engagement between community and policymakers. Rob Stein is the superintendent of Roaring Fork Schools. He says recent school shootings have not been the ultimate driver in school safety action plans, but the values of the district perfectly align with the recommendations from the study. So if you say that the recent school shootings don't drive the need to have these plans and to focus on school safety, then what does? Is it just wanting the kids to feel safe?
Like, our crisis plan predates recent school shootings. There's also an evolving, I guess, sort of current practice or best practice about school shootings. That's an area in which I'm not expert. But when I read the Padres CEA report, they went to their community and they asked through what I would call an action research process, what do you want for our schools in our community? And we do something very similar up here. And so with the specific example of safety, when we did a community visioning process 6 years ago, we had 1,500 people from our community tell us what they wanted for their students and from their schools. And safety came up. It was not a major theme. But when we went back to voters for a bond about 2 years after that to improve our facilities and build two new schools, our community advisory group told us that they want more secure entryways. And so we changed the architecture in all of our schools so that there's now a vestibule and there's a buzzer and a visitor to the school has to be recognized and show ID if they aren't recognized before we let them into the school. So we have some safety procedures like that that are in response to sort of where our community put its tolerance level.
Right.
There are other communities that have much more strict protocols. There are some that have more lax protocols. But we're responding to our community.
And so then I guess I'll ask, in the recent shootings of Marjorie Douglas High School and Sandy Hook, it's just been on the rise. And so have you seen an increase in the number of parents and students concerned about safety, but also just about school shootings and if the possibility that might happen to them?
You're asking two questions and they're different questions. Of course, when very, very upsetting traumatic events occur somewhere in our country, do people express concern about it? Absolutely, yes. Your second question, are they asking us to change our practices? We have not heard an increase in expressions of that kind of concern. I think because we've already changed, like I said, we've changed our security procedures to make sure we're more closely monitoring who's coming and going in our schools. We're being more vigilant than we were, I'm not saying last year, but over the course of my career as a school administrator, which predates Columbine, we've changed the level of vigilance that we think we need to have in monitoring all of our children. The recommendations or the findings in this report are things that we've been all over, and it's about building relationships. It's about enhancing mental health supports. It's about having stronger ties to the community. When concerning behaviors present, we have a threat assessment, and then we kick in a behavior plan or a support plan if a kid is escalated or agitated. And this report also calls for a decrease in punitive discipline policies and a shift towards restorative discipline. That's something that we've been working on as well. It's very rare that, like, when you read the newspapers, politicians are not calling for those kinds of things. They're usually debating very peripheral issues like whether we should train teachers to carry firearms. That has not been the focus of our – that hasn't been feedback we've been getting from our community. That hasn't been the focus of our work.
That was a conversation I had with Rob Stein, the superintendent of Roaring Fork Schools, about a recent study published on best practices to improve safety in schools and decrease incidents of school-based violence. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.